The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce. The Great Experiment. Hurrying through the airport, I caught a glimpse of a book title, My Life as an Experiment. I didn't have time to stop and read the subtitles or the back cover, but the title itself sparked my imagination. What if my life was an experiment? And in truth, I suppose every life is a clinical trial. I come with a toolbox of aptitudes, tendencies, and what the Tibetan Buddhists would call treasures, gifts of knowledge and skill that I bring in with me from previous lives. I combine all of these elements in the petri dish that is my life. My life as I know it is a living, growing organism, an ongoing experiment in external and internal influences that converge to create this living, breathing, evolving body and soul. So what if I streamlined this experiment so that it was more than a haphazard assortment of random influences? What if I guided the elements rather than waiting for them to arrive on fickle trade winds? I think of others who have given a definite direction to their lives, and the effects of that focus. Barbara Kingsolver decided to eat only foods grown in her garden or bought from local farmers for an entire year. She discovered a rhythm and relationship with the land that was native to our agrarian ancestors. Her bestseller, Animal Vegetable Miracle, chronicled her family's year of eating from the garden, a process that transformed her family and the hundreds of thousands who read her book. Geshe Michael Roach made his life as a diamond merchant an experiment in applying Buddhist principles in the business world. He never told his co-workers that he lived in a monastery by night, as he engaged in the high finance world of diamonds by day. He shared the wisdom he gleaned from his experiment in the book The Diamond Cutter. True to his Buddhist values, he has invested all of his earnings from the diamond business to fund free education for all those interested in embracing Tibetan Buddhist teachings. Of course, the experiment could swing in other directions, too. Hitler devoted his life to creating a pure Aryan nation. Thankfully, his experiment died with him, although we see persistent hints, like suckers growing from a severed tree stump, in the skinheads and other racial hatred groups. I see how making a definite decision regarding the direction of my life has tremendous power, and the word experiment is wonderfully liberating. Experiment conjures a bit of distance, some perspective, detachment. I have an open, curious mind, rather than a rabidly determined do-or-die focus. I'm experimenting. I'm playing. Yes, seriously focused play, but joyful nonetheless. So if I could adopt this joyfully playful focus on my life, to what would I devote myself? I'd have a long road ahead if I decided to be the richest person in the world. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, and Oprah are far ahead of me. And what would I do with all of that money anyhow? If I had all I needed and wanted, that is, a well-nourished petri dish, what would I be focused on? What would I want to do? After a couple of hours on the plane, I had my answer. I want to bring more love, wisdom, and health into the world. In fact, I want to bring as much of these three qualities into the world as possible. What would that look like? And how would I measure the effects? Dollars and cents are easy to count. How about acts of love, wisdom, and healing? How do I measure those qualities? My more intangible goals are like Geshe Michael Roach's. I'll have to rely on daily reflection, on the sum of my actions, thoughts, and behaviors. I suspect that, like Geshe Roach, my life examination will reveal that I am far from my desired mark. His own teacher warned him that the light of self-examination would first highlight his shortcomings and make his daily life seem further from his desired outcome. I'll aim to discover what nurtures wisdom, what gives rise to love, and what catalyzes healing. With luck and perseverance, my petri dish will go viral, and I'll find seeds of the experiment in the world around me. Like the alchemists, I'll pray the formula for turning lead into gold, common life experience into the extraordinary, will be common knowledge, free and unfettered as weeds, the best kind of germ to infect the world.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, writer, and single mother of twin boys. She lives in Montrose, Colorado.